WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Yeah, good morning. Brock Hunter. Yeah. 737. We're going to check out your full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, let's get this conversation going. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. So Elon Musk, the Tesla and SpaceX founder.
Did I say Tesla?
Tesla.
And you get one of them Tesla cars?
One of them electronic Teslas? Hey, why don't you shut the hell up? He has announced that a cost of a trip to Mars will eventually drop to a price that people can afford.
Yeah. All right. First off, let's ease into this.
Yeah.
So Tesla, yeah, with the new electric cars, you guys don't know anything about them.
It's crazy.
If you ever get an opportunity to get in a Tesla, do it.
Do it.
I mean, I hear, because I haven't yet.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I was just watching a video of a Tesla stopping itself to avoid an accident.
Yeah.
So someone was flying through an intersection. The Tesla car actually,
you know,
stopped it.
It's just not brakes anymore. Huh. It's the electric motors on the actual drive shaft.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, these cars are nuts, dude. Yeah. 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds.
See, that is baffling to me. But honestly, the crazy thing
is silent.
It's dead silent. What's crazy to me is the other safety issue, or the safety things. I mean, like, do they have everything? They have like a top view. Like, I mean, it's nuts, man.
They got cameras
like,
all
360 cameras. Crazy.
Watched a video the other day of a guy who was just had a first person video, and he puts his Tesla in autopilot mode.
Yeah,
and he goes through, I think it was San Francisco.
Yep.
And dude, the car knows everything. Yeah. It knows 5 cars ahead of you. It knows 5 cars behind you.
Yep.
It knows when the car's coming to your lane, and it merges. You watch it, and you're like, this guy has got to be fake.
It's crazy.
It's wild, dude.
So with that technology and advancing at just a rapid pace, now space travel is the next big thing. Mm-hmm. And Elon Musk says that eventually a trip to Mars will cost $500,000. And now, okay. That's obviously, we can't afford that. But it could even drop to $100,000 in the not-so-distant future. So that's a one-way trip. So let's say I'm done with planet Earth. I don't want to do this anymore.
Now, you say a one-way trip, right?
One-way trip.
You ain't coming back.
You're settling in Mars.
Yeah.
So you sell your house, which, hell, a lot of houses, man, $100,000. Let's say you sell your house for $150,000. All right, $100,000 to get you there. You got $50,000 to buy some land on Mars. It's not out of the question.
Where do you buy land on Mars? What, Ron Goose is going to be up there selling you Mars property?
Go with Goose. But, you know, here's the crazy thing, though, is that it's not like...
$100,000 to go to Mars.
Yeah.
Are you doing it or are you not?
I don't know. You got to really sell me on this.
I'll tell you the answer.
Yeah?
You don't go.
Why not?
Have you seen Total Recall?
Yeah, you know what I saw in Total Recall? A chick with 3 boobs. Yeah. I'm going to Mars, buddy.
All right, we're going.
Yeah, we're going. All right?
All right, we're going.
All right, so I want to know, would you go to Mars one-way trip? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. And we'll expand on this, why exactly this might be feasible, what might happen. You know, it could be a viable thing.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. More on Mars when we come back. Aliens, bro. 3 boobs. Hey, good morning. 747.
Sim. 747. Would I rather go to Mars for $100,000 or go to Jurassic Park for $100,000?
I got to pay $100,000 is what you're saying.
Yep.
I would rather go to Mars.
Really?
Nothing there. Yeah. Yeah. There's no dinosaurs there that are eventually going to get out.
That's true.
And kill me.
Now, basically what I'm asking you, would you rather die like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall? Or, you know, that guy sitting on the toilet in Jurassic Park.
God, I really appreciate my toilet time, and I do not want to die on that. All right.
Get snatched up by a T-Rex.
So Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla.
Tesla.
I'm going to call it that from now on. And SpaceX has come out and said, look, eventually a trip to Mars, a one-way trip, is going to be, in a sense, financially feasible. Now, he got to a point saying eventually it'll be $500,000 and then given more time, $100,000. Now, we did a podcast about this. And you got to think about technology, okay? Think about what it costs to send people to the moon back in the 60s, okay? It wasn't cheap, okay? But as technology progresses, eventually, Hunter, you're going to be able to make your – you could eventually 3D print your own rocket. Think about this. You know, we're 3D printing prosthetics. We're 3D printing parts. I mean, it's nuts. And it just keeps getting smarter and smarter and faster technology keeps. We were talking about the Tesla cars.
Yeah.
All right. Dude, they're nuts. It's nuts, the technology.
It's
now, yes, that's
spaceship
just
a spaceship in itself.
It really is. And I'm not saying it's going to be tomorrow, but think about how far we've come from the first smartphone to now, from the first computer to now. To technology now, we in just the podcast.
Past, just a decade. Just yeah. The past decade.
We the podcast we were talking about, you worked at Best Buy. How much were HDMI cables?
Oh, my God. When they first came out, $100.
I literally have a.
You can get one now for like $7.
I have a bin full of HDMI cables because I'm like, oh, I can't find one. I'll just buy another. I'm like, oh, then I find. Because they're that cheap.
Yeah.
4K TVs used to be ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
As technology progresses, it'll become cheaper, which means even that technology that we use to get us to outer space, I think.
See, here's what it is, though. It's not cheap right off the bat.
No, it won't be. It won't be.
So it'll be expensive at first, and then eventually it'll come down.
Now, and that's what Elon is saying. That's what Musk is saying, is that it'll eventually be $100,000. You may say, Brock, that's a lot of change. However, think about it, in 20 years. You're like, you know what? This the ozone shot, this, that, the other. And now they're saying, hey, sell your house, move to Mars.
Yeah.
$100,000. You can get your own plot.
$100,000 to go to Mars. I just don't do it, man.
Now, you also have to look at, too, I'm not saying just go live on the red planet in a spacesuit. More than likely, there's going to be colonization. We're going to have domes that you can actually take your helmet off and breathe in.
Yeah.
All right? That seems more plausible to me.
I just still don't see the...
You just don't have
a
desire.
I don't see it. You know, I mean, it's a big, dead, red planet. I mean, but there's not much up there.
What if we can get things going up there? What if we can start affecting the atmosphere where it starts raining?
It would still suck, though. It just seems to me like a terrifying movie.
Yeah.
You know, what you expect is like, oh, you get up to this planet, this big, beautiful red planet.
Oh, all to yourself, we're here.
No, you know what? It's terrifying. When you're looking out the window, landing on the red planet, you're going to be like, take me back.
Yeah.
Like, this is scary. Right. I don't like this.
Oh, so you're a pussy. You
know, well, you walk out. What are you going to eat? All you see is red.
Yeah. Gravity is going to be dragging you down.
You know, I mean, the planet Earth, man, is a beautiful thing.
It is.
I think you would appreciate it a little bit more if you lived on Mars for a year.
Here's the problem is we're ruining the planet, so we might have to move to a planet. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. Would you go to Mars?
Huh? Here's what it is.
Do you think this is feasible?
We're sending to you... If you have TikTok installed on your phone, we're sending you to Mars.
Why don't we just miss
Mars? Because you're an alien.
You're an idiot.
That's what
idiot.
You look like.
You're an idiot. Yeah, dude. You know, dude, I'd go to Mars, dude. I'd go to Mars, dude. Yeah, dude. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. So we're talking about Mars, hypothetically speaking. Elon Musk, who, you know what, I trust a lot of what he says.
Oh, yeah, he's a genius.
He's a genius.
If you've seen any interviews with Elon Musk, he's a strange interviewer.
Yeah, interviewer.
But he's great. At first, I was like, this guy's weird. And then you start to realize, oh, yeah, he's a genius. That's why so you ask him a question, he takes like 5 seconds of dead silence.
Yeah.
And he's thinking in his brain.
Think about where to start. Instead of like most people where he's like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he thinks about what he says. And he's brilliant.
We should try that sometime. In the
morning
show.
I know. There's a lot of times where we should do that.
We just talk noise for the sake of making noise. Uh-huh. Anyway, he has commented on that. Eventually, it will be financially feasible for people, some people, not everybody, more developed worlds probably, to go to Mars.
And that's not the only thing he's doing either. He's doing some crazy stuff, Brock.
Yeah.
He's doing the underground tunnels for cities.
Yeah.
So you can get through traffic easily. I'm pretty sure they're done with the AA battery.
Yeah.
That you don't have to change. You put it in once, boom, that's it. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it is.
You
it
know?
Is.
What else is he doing? He did the space program.
Well, he sent his that car up into space. That thing's still floating around.
Tesla. He's doing the Mars thing. Dude, I mean,
he's got a lot. So we asked on Facebook, in the not-too-distant future, if it was financially feasible, would you take a one-way trip to Mars? Randy said round trip yes, one way no. Now that's the other thing. Maybe in a few years, what if it's
A round trip that does make it different. But
I mean, you think about people pay $50,000 to go to Everest, $100,000 to go to Mars, do a trip and then back.
How safe is it?
See, and it'll just get safer. But it's like anything though. We've been flying. In the podcast, we talked about this as well. Think about flying. People thought the Wright brothers were crazy, and they flew for, what, 150 feet on their first flight, and now I'm getting ready to go into a plane to fly into a totally different part of the country, thousands of miles away, and I'm not going to think twice about it.
Yeah.
You know? And flying, folks, I want you to know, flying does not make sense, all right?
It's crazy.
It is. We are in a machine that should not be up in the air, all right? It's fighting gravity the whole time, I'm sitting there drinking beers.
You do think about that every time you get in a plane.
So
you're
it's
like,
not,
damn, that thing, that cylinder is going to be in Vegas in 4 hours. What?
And literally, we're sitting on combustible fuel that is propelling us at a crazy rate of speed. And so it doesn't seem that crazy that we could go to space.
Yeah, and just how fast the plane evolved, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the Wright brothers flew 150 feet, and damn, 20 years later.
I mean, what the first flight was, what, in 19...
I should know this.
Anyway, we were at the moon.
He is my cousin.
We were in a... There you go. It was you.
It was me.
But then you... So we had the first flight, and then a couple decades later, we were on the moon. Yeah. It's nuts.
So do you do it or not? You said you don't know? You go to Mars. We'll say I'll give you the round trip. I'll give you the round trip.
Round trip, absolutely. And honestly, I would say, you know what? I would settle on Mars if it was colonization and they're like, hey, we're setting up a new colony. Mm-hmm. Here's what it is. We got the domes. They're you know.
I'll tell you why I don't do it. Even with the round trip. Even if it's 100% safe.
Yep.
I'll tell you why I don't do it. Because I still don't trust it. And after the first couple trips, I could just YouTube it.
Yeah. VR it. By then, VR is going to be, you're going to feel like it is. Yeah.
You know, what about that? What about like a live VR?
Yeah.
You're not going to have to move anymore.
Yeah.
Couple years, you just put the VR on.
Yeah.
You want to go to China? Let's go.
Just
what do you want to do?
You sit on your toilet recliner and you're just in VR, your fat food's just poured in your face.
I'm telling you, the one I did in Vegas, it's getting going to get a lot better than that.
Yeah.
The one in Vegas seriously made me think, wow.
Hey, here's why I'm going to go to Mars.
It has something to do with chicks, probably sex, maybe drugs.
I want to bang an alien chick.
I knew it.
Rock 107.